Call the meeting to order. Remind the public that this meeting is being recorded. Welcome, everybody. Are there any public comments on items that are not on the agenda? Hearing none, we will start with recognition of new trustees. Welcome. Though you have served before, you just want to introduce yourself to the public, Justin?
Yep, I'm Justin Miller, and happy to be here.
Welcome.
Nick Schroeder, I'm pleased to be here. Welcome for everybody to come. I appreciate the public attending.
Welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
Any public comment on recognition of new trustees? Okay, election of board officers. We're just going to start at the top and move down. Do I have any nominations for the position of president?
I nominate Pete Geddes.
I'll second that.
Further nominations? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote for Pete Geddes to assume the position of chair of the board. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. All those opposed? Do I have nominations for vice president? I'm going to place Chuck Tate's name in nomination. Any more nominations?
I guess what I'd like to ask Chuck, I would be happy to second that, but are you willing to chair a dual position? Or
vice chair's not too tough, I don't think. So yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay, call for a vote. All those in favor of Chuck as vice president, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Treasurer. Do I have any nominations for the position of treasurer?
I'd like to nominate Walt Zydak for that.
I will second that nomination. Any other nominations? Can I have a vote to elect Chuck or Walt to treasurer? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. What else we got? Secretary?
Yep.
Yeah? Any nominations for secretary?
I'd like to nominate Chuck Tate, given that he's climbed up the learning curve on that one.
I'd second that nomination. Any more nominations?
I'll second.
All those in favor of Chuck playing two positions, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
All right, congratulations. We will move on to the consent agenda. Is there any information trustees would like removed from the consent agenda? If not, may I have a motion to approve it?
Motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Dave, now we honor you. Presentation of the Firefighter Awards.
Yeah, let me get cake. Let me get the leash.
Coffee.
Mr. Kraft, 27 years of service. Know that we'll ever have anybody give that much to the board, and you've been instrumental in making this fire department what it is today, and taking it from an average performing fire department many years ago to pretty extraordinary, and that has a lot to do with your leadership of the department. So we had a one-of-a-kind helmet made, highlight fire department. Your number's not really 27, but it is, because 27 years of service for Mr. Dave Kraft. Just something so you can try to not forget about us.
Excellent.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep, thanks.
Again, I want to reiterate, it was a team effort all the way, and we couldn't get done what we did without amazing volunteers, you know, amazing staff, and an amazing board that just pulled together all the way through, even through the worst of times, which Pete was a part of too and stuff. And just with that teamwork, this is why we got it done. It wasn't an individual or anything else. I was just there to help the team. But I do appreciate this, and it's pretty humbling that the firefighters stepped up for this. And I appreciate them way more than it's ever been the other way, because they're the ones that make us get the job done and everything else, and we support them. But, you know, a heartfelt thanks to the firefighters, pass that on. Thank you guys again for, you know, being the strong team that we were to get all done. We got that, so it's pretty cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
You know you're going to see him on the tractor now.
Well, that's why I got it. It's not off the back of your neck.
It's Bluetooth, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Totally wireless.
Okay, continuing with the regular agenda. Introduction of new staff and volunteers. Jason, is that in your purview?
Actually.
Or is that?
Well, I have a list. So basically, in terms of staff, we have Jason Rubisky, the chief, Brian Nikolai, assistant chief, Chris Eaton is the maintenance captain, myself, Lana Braverman, administrative assistant. And then in terms of volunteers, I made a list of the volunteers that have started since last May, and there are 10, I believe, so I can either read their names or...
And are these firefighter volunteers or community service volunteers? Or?
Firefighters. Some are EMTs. Some of them are in the Recruit Academy right now. We're finishing up, and then the others started last fall.
Yeah, please let us know who they are.
Sure. Michael Buffington, Daniel Limpus, Chase Perry, Colin Rose, Ian Shives, River Sterzik, and those were the six that are the current recruits. And then four from last fall, Connor Killeen, James Marsh, Dunn Fout, and Tracy Eckert.
Thank you. Board discussion on that report? Any questions? Any public comment on that agenda item? Okay. Discussion and decision on the bylaws. Who wants to kick this one off?
Yeah. Nick, do you have anything you want to say about the bylaws?
Well, I'll just tell you how I feel about the bylaws. They're essentially ours to do with what we wish. Yep. And absent some very strong, compelling reason to adjust them, you know, absent some real structural defect, I looked at them quickly today and I saw nothing remarkable about them. And just say, we own it. We can do with them what we want. It's good practice to review them annually and let the public have a chance to opine on them if they would like, which we'll do here in a minute. But I saw no reason to muck around, and if we do want to muck around, which is totally fine, I would suggest we do it by committee work. Any board discussion on that?
Yeah. And I believe the requirement is four-fifths, right? Four votes to make any changes.
Super majority.
Yep.
Be honest with you, I paid very little attention to them because we worked on them. I mean, it's something to work on hard, like once every 8 years, I would say, and then not worry about it too much. So, but that's just my opinion.
I've also read over them as well, and there's really nothing anything I can see that needs any address as they stand right now.
Any board discussion on that?
I have a comment.
Yes?
It seems to me that the thing that's changed is that the board chose in a 3-minute period of time to go to the perfectly legal and perfectly acceptable, from my point of view, recording for minutes. And the wording of the bylaws do not reflect that. Now, if we're strictly following the bylaws, then we would have the rewritten ones, we would have the secretary sign them, and the president would sign them, and so on and so forth. I think the recording is much the better way, and I did give public testimony some time back about what I thought maybe some unintended consequences about that. Whether we want to initiate looking into that further, I don't know, but certainly in the governance, it says that you actively, the board actively follows their bylaws. And if we don't have active bylaws, that is, if we're not really, you know, have recording in the bylaws, then maybe we are, maybe there's something to do with that. I agree with you. I don't think we just change them anytime willy-nilly. If there's a lot of change, you know, it has to be a committee, and I think the public should be involved in
that. Well, again, I think that this is really best served, you know, if you want to work with Chuck, or Chuck, you want to take some time to review these and report back in the next meeting, then I think that's the best way to approach it. Just take a real good, thorough look at them. You know, one of the things that I think we need to do, just as a general rule of practice, is establish a much more regular review of all the board policies, the governance, the goals we set for the organization. I want to discuss that towards the end of the meeting. And there's no reason why bylaws can't be a part of that review. I think that's a good thing to do for us as a governing body. So again, I don't want to take up time in this particular meeting going through line by line, but if any trustee wants to go home and read these in more depth and detail, I think the correct avenue is to send your suggestions to Chuck. Chuck, you work it out. And you bring back to the board whatever you think needs to be brought to our attention. How's that sound?
That works for me.
Yeah. Sound good? Any
so
other board?
He's doing that. I'm not to work with him.
No, you are. I think he understands what you're talking about, the recording. But if you go home tonight and you read them again or over the weekend and you see something that you have a question about, he's your guy to start with. And we'll see if we can work it out before spending time up here doing it. Any more board comment on that? Any public comment on bylaws? Okay, discussion and decision on board policies. I just sort of hinted where I was going on that. Are there any other board thoughts on board policies? I assume that this would look for staff here for a little help. Board policies, what are we particularly talking about? We have a governance policy. We have all sorts of employee handbooks. We have quite a bit of policy stuff that's on the website. What are you looking for here? Anything in particular? Okay.
No, again, that's taken from the bylaws, that's one of the topics of the annual meeting. So,
but what we've done in the past traditionally under this topic, and I'm going to suggest we handle it in a board work session because I do think it needs some review and update. We have a governance policy, which I don't know if you guys have looked at particularly carefully. And I saw it was last adopted in 2016, so it's really relatively recent. But with new board members coming on board, I think it's important we get all aligned on that particular document because it is, if you will, sort of our guiding document in addition to the bylaws. So I'm going to suggest that rather than discussing that here, at the end of the meeting, you look for time to have a board work session. I have some ideas about some ways to approach goals for the department that I haven't spoken with Jason about since I wasn't chair, but I will between now and then share with you all. So if you're okay trusting me that we will engage in a conversation at future board meetings about that, I would recommend we call it good. Any thoughts, comments on that board?
Yeah, I think doing it at committee level, and I think agenda item 6 might be a possibility to discuss the future direction for the department, and possibly have kind of a session where we discuss potential changes or ideas moving forward, you know, vision, kind of a vision sort of framework. If there's an opportunity to do that, some of the goals and some of the stuff that's laid out in the governance policy could be possibly discussed at that point.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, right?
And
that's
exactly focus. Focus on that. Yeah.
Okay. Public comment on board policies.
Pat Wilson and I have two comments, if I may. The first one is in your board governance policy at your October meeting when you got your trustee review. Trustee Dennis requested more formal into an executive session. And then you talked about having a meet the trustee, and I would encourage the board to pursue a more formal process than what you did in October. And along with meet the trustees with the volunteers, maybe include the general public. So here's that would be my thoughts and encouragement on that one. The other one, I'm going to go back to the travel policy, and I know some of you know that I have issues with. My first issue is the rural fire district policy, travel expenses included in the board packet 2017-1, does not match highlight rural fire district policy 2017-63 that was approved by the board on August 8, 2017. And the one that's in the packet have an approval date in it, so I'm wondering which policy is correct. Because I printed this one off the internet at about 6:15 tonight. I've not ever seen this one anywhere referenced. So what's presented here tonight, what's presented to the public are two different things. I will encourage that to be resolved.
Which two policy numbers did you have?
2017-1. Yeah, I think the quickest way. Thank you, Pat. I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you have anything else? I think the quickest way to run this to ground is just have staff get the signed policy, post it on the website, and that is what it is.
Well, and this is concerning the travel policy.
Yeah.
So this was, we adopted this policy 2017-809. It is the policy of the Board of Trustees of the Highlight Rural Fire District. Excuse me, that the Highlight Rural Fire Department or District does not buy nor condone the consumption of alcohol for any functions or events of the department. Is that that's not what you're talking about?
The trustee travel policy.
Well, I believe that's incorporated in this statement.
Well, again, I don't want to take up a lot of time on what should be just an empirical question. We signed a travel policy, and if you don't have it, Chuck, we can get Lorna to dig it out and just get it posted. And if we need to have it as an agenda item on the next board meeting, mm-hmm. so that we and the public are clear as to which policy is official and adopted, let's just do it that way. Rather than playing ping pong here with the words.
So I guess if I could make one more comment based on what I found on the internet, is that when this policy was approved, board members IDAC said that if there were issues, it could be revisited. And I guess I'm asking that you revisit the 120% compensation that's paid for meals and incidentals based on GSA rates. It says that for meals and incidentals per diet equal to 120% of the GSA rate. And I want to go on record again saying I don't object to training. I think it's important and I encourage it, but I can't find any other precedent where people are paid a 20% bonus for travel expenses anywhere. And so I guess I'd like to ask you at some opportunity to revisit that. And my question that I would have concerning that is, does this 20%, since it's not a travel expense that's recognized by the government, does that fall into the category as miscellaneous 1090 payment cover? I guess, I think it would be something. I hope that you guys would ask that question before you keep it in there. And if not, I'd be willing to ask the question to the IRS and the government and share my answer back with you. So I guess those would be my thoughts as to really reconsider why this 20% bonus is in there and other volunteers that show up at 2 in the morning don't get that. Thank you.
Any other public comment on board policies? Okay. Discussion and decision on audit firm bids with 2-year extension.
Okay. A request for proposals regarding audit services it was sent out on May 1st. It was sent out to 6 firms. The list of firms consisted of Amatic CPA, Anderson Zumolin, Holmes and Turner, Rudd and Company, Tangaro Lofgren, and Whipfly. I'm not sure if that's the correct pronunciation of that firm. So of those six firms, we received four proposals. Two firms did not submit proposals. And the two that did not submit proposals were Anderson Zumolin and Whipfly. Of the four that submitted proposals, Amatix, and by the way, all of these proposals were sent to firms that had to meet standards with regard to auditing governmental books, and so all of these firms met that standard. So of the four firms that responded to us, Amatix responded with a bid of $7,500 for 2018, and the option was available to these firms to apply for two more years, so 3 years total. So for 2019, $7,800, 2020, $8,100. Holmes and Turner just submitted a bid for 2018. They did not submit for the two-year option, and their bid was at $7,500. Rudd and Company, their 2018 bid was $8,500, 2019, $9,500, and 2020, $10,500. And if there was just a one-year engagement, they were pricing at $12,000. Tangaro and Lofgren submitted a bid of $6,400 per year over, and that would include the three-year total period. All of these firms had to meet the qualification standards for performing audits. And so based on that, it's clear that the low bidder is Tangaro Lofgren at $6,400. And I suspect that they're able to submit a bid like that because one of the partners in that firm actually had worked for Holmes and Turner, and now that they're in a smaller two-person firm, and they're not having to pay for overhead, and they know the quality of the personnel that we have in place at this point with our new administrative assistant and with taking care of our books, and that we can produce audit-ready books, and so they know the quality of the books that are going to be presented to them for auditing purposes. From my perspective as treasurer, I would recommend that we go with Tangaro Lofgren at $6,400 per year.
Board discussion.
Who have we been using in the past?
Holmes and Turner did it for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And so
What kind of yearly fees was Holmes and Turner?
Holmes and Turner, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. The closest would be just for this previous year, and they came in basically with the add-ons. They came in at about $7,500, roughly. Nice. It was 60, yeah, about $7,500, just under. $7,800, is that what it was? Okay. Yeah, it's $1,300 added to the 65, that's right, yeah, so $7,800.
So the Tangaro and Lofgren, do we know if they're the same people that have done it in the past? Since they used to work for them?
Tangaro Sydney is the Tangaro portion of Tangaro Lofgren.
Okay.
And so she has, if you look at her vita, she's the one that would be performing the audit for us.
Right.
She has considerable experience, 20-some years of experience, worked for Holmes and Turner for several years. And
She did perform an audit for us with Holmes and Turner.
Okay, so she did it before that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has knowledge.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, makes sense to me.
More board discussion? I have a motion to accept the recommendation of the treasurer.
I'll make that motion.
Can we have that framed as a motion?
A motion to approve.
What he said.
Yeah, what he said. That works.
I'll second. All right, all those in favor to accept the recommendation. Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. Public comment on the auditor issue. Hearing none, we have a motion on the table with a second. All those in favor of the motion? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Okay.
Thank you all for doing that work. We'll be really happy.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you for the help, Jason.
No.
And yeah, Lana.
Thank you, Lana. Okay. Is this yours, Walt, numero six?
Well, I think it's kind of an open discussion. It's a requirement in the bylaws that we had that on the annual meeting agenda. And so I don't have anything specific. I don't know if Secretary Tate does or not, but I guess based on a previous discussion that I had with Jason then, I hope Jason could maybe jump in on this, and I think it's along the lines of what you've been talking about. I don't have anything specific in that regard, but I think it might be an opportunity for the board to get together and specifically address kind of visioning, that type of thing, and are there possibly modifications that need to be made to governance policy and bylaws that are consistent with that visioning, or, you know, that type of discussion, and, you know, perhaps, you know, a meeting of some sort. And Jason has some ideas on that, and, you know, I'd like to hear from him at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
Opportunity.
What I was thinking about, and what I would like to do, since we have a new board, is have a work session in between the regular board meetings, and I can get with Jason, or you can get with Jason, or anybody can get with Jason and talk to him. But the way I'd like to frame it up is just to have a very open-ended conversation in front of a whiteboard. Public would be welcome, of course, but there'd be no public comment. We won't be making any decisions. This will be like board training, in-house training, if you will. And the governance policy is something that we ought to look at for sure, because it essentially is unchanged from when we adopted it with Candy Rose way back when. Can't remember, 2003, 2004. So it was a long, long time ago under a totally different regime than we're operating now. And the other thing I'd be very interested to hear Jason's comments on, and your, as my fellow board colleagues, is the notion of a vision and multi-year goals for the department. And I have some information that I'll distribute to you guys tomorrow. This is an approach that we use in our company. Very, very simply, you start with a description of your current reality in four or five key areas of your business. So one for us would be finance and accountability. Obviously, operations, volunteer recruitment. We figure out what those key buckets are. And we describe the current reality there. What is good? And then we describe where our desired future condition would like to be. So with finance, what I would like to see, our desired future condition, is the creation of a financial dashboard. So the public could, at a glance, either on the web or at these meetings, get an instant overview of our financial condition, bond payments, things like that. Jason may say, I want our desired future condition in terms of our training and our service delivery to be, respond to anyone in the district in 3 minutes. It's a statement of aspirational goals. And once you lay those out, and the buckets in your current state and your desired future condition are the same, you figure out how you're going to get there, and you work it over time. So it can be 2 years, it can be 3 years. We do it at 5 years with 18-month hops. So anyway, that's just a model. And I'm going to throw it out there for you guys to see if that's something you'd like to work on. I'm going to sit with Jason for a little bit, see what he thinks about it, and get his input. But I think in general, what you're talking about, Walt, is exactly what I'm thinking this board should engage in, is how are we looking out into the future for this department and making sure that we're providing the services in the areas that we think are critical to the community going forward. So that's what I was thinking about, and at the end of the agenda, when we set the next meeting, I'm going to suggest we have an intermediate just work session here, probably for 2 hours on some night that we can all agree upon. And again, we'll welcome the public, but the public won't get a chance to comment because the board is doing work. You get to come and see it if you'd like, of course. And we take that approach to things. So there'll be some, there, in my mind, there will be input from you all, input from Jason, a bunch of setup material that we send to you, so we're not starting totally from scratch, and just dig around for a couple hours and see how it goes.
Any thoughts?
Nick Schroeder here. I have a comment on this. I think your ideas are excellent. I think anything we can do to position ourselves better is for the good. I think on this meeting, which is the annual meeting, I think the intent when these bylaws were written, that this item in particular was a possibility where the chair of the board would be like a state of the state or a state of the district, but it's a presentation, discussion of things that might come up as far as what we might need to do or have to look at or whatever in terms of, it says current and possible future district finances, service. And the reason I say it at the annual meeting is because this is the meeting where the public has a little more opportunity to hear what the board is thinking about in terms of what's gone on, what's the problem, what's the issues. You know, what comes to mind and over the time that I've attended is, the Harn House, all right? So someday that's going to disappear. Someday there's going to be probably a new station. In the public eye, when will that happen? Maybe 10 years, maybe 15, maybe 3. But I think the intent of this is to provide at the annual meeting, which is where this comes from, one of the things we're right in the middle of is the current purchase of the truck. And it's been vetted all the way along, but maybe there are people that would like to know or have questions as well in terms of comments. So I think that was the intent by the bylaw committee when this item was put into the bylaws.
Yeah, just my two cents on that is I think there ought to just be an explicit board meeting that is the State of the Union as you described it. For the public, and me and you all, we just engage in an open-ended discussion. Again, no decisions being made. There's one agenda item that's to report out. And I think some of the work we can do in between now and then, like these financials, it just drives me crazy, these financial statements. This is not a critique of any of our work. I see it all the time in organizations. It's just mind-numbing. And that nobody can get a good sense of the financial state of this organization or any organization that reports numbers like that. You have to represent the data graphically because we're all visual people, and you have to consolidate the important parts and include all the other stuff, the fine line-by-line detail. So those are some of the things that I think we need to work on to improve going forward. And that would come into, the work session that we do. We might do two work sessions if it goes well. You know, I got no idea, but I think that's the way to approach this.
Again, I'm just looking at ways to reach out to the public to see, give them opportunity to have a full understanding of what maybe the things that come up rather than just suddenly at a board meeting sometime as issues do arise. But so having as you suggest, a state of the state, I think that was the intent of this would be at this meeting, but maybe a different meeting, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be
really nice. You just call it that, so people realize it's not a regular board meeting, or you just get lost.
Yeah, whatever.
More board discussion. Public comment on this agenda item. Okay, Chief Rubisky, what you got for us? Anything out of the ordinary?
You know.
Since you quite rightly asked never to read your report.
I know.
Good for you.
The update on the new rescue truck. Brian and I will probably be going out to Appleton to the factory probably around the end of July to do what they call the final signing. Basically, at this point, despite the fact that we have signed a contract for the truck, nothing's considered a change order at this point. So we could go to the factory and we could talk about a few items, and if we want to get rid of something or add something, that it's not a change order. It will change, the cost of the truck, but there is no penalty and fees associated with it. And then once we get the final drawings signed off for, and the things like pump panel layouts and where gauges are going to be and all that kind of minutia. They will start construction of the vehicle, and we're hoping for March 2019 to take possession of it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions about that replacement piece of apparatus?
Hey, that's my job.
I know, but I don't want anybody to forget. I know most everybody here has kind of been there for all the discussions.
You're not done with your
report. No. Oh, God, I got so much more.
All right.
So,
see what happens? You're gone for like one meeting and he goes off the reservation.
Right.
I just let the kid away.
Free and easy.
New sheriff in town, Dave.
The firefighters responded to a commercial structure fire off of Calico Drive a few weeks ago. It was an attached unit where there's two businesses together in one building. And it started in a dumpster outside the building and burned up into the roof structure. And your firefighters did a phenomenal job of stopping it in the roof structure. And not even any smoke damage in the attached commercial business. It was open the next day. The owners were very pleased with our performance, and once again had our mutual aid partners there, Bozeman Fire, Central Valley, Fort Ellis Gateway. They did a great job, and just an excellent response from your firefighters. And Sunday night, had a car fire out on Cottonwood, rollover with fire that we responded to as mutual aid to Gallatin Gateway. Can it just really make sense? We're so much closer to that area than they are, so they've put us in their automatic response zone for that, for vehicle accidents, and no injuries. Again, our crews did a great job of quickly suppressing that fire. And really, that's all the excitement. Everything's greened up, which is a great thing. We only had one early season grass fire. Pretty minimal.
Any water rescues?
No? No. You know, Highlight being closed for so long, that kind of keeps the craziness down there.
This really isn't relevant to anything here, but do you know why they were burning up the canyon last week?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Just curious.
No.
Controlled burns by the...
Yeah, I'm assuming, you know, they just throughout the year, when the conditions are right, we'll do prescribed burns in certain areas to try to mitigate fire hazards, and yeah.
Board discussion on the chief's report.
Nick Schroeder again. I came by the pile of brush by the Harn House, and there was a truck gun. Big roaring fire, and I didn't see any signs for marshmallows or any invitation or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Slush, I don't know.
We haven't had to put out too many signs as we are adjacent to King Arthur. We usually get a lot of people just kind of coming over and huddling around.
I see.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be more bold.
You got to just jump in there. Yeah, it's. Yeah.
But it looks better there.
Thank you.
Any more board discussion?
Public comment on the chief's report.
Okay, trustee activities, community work for wage evaluation. That sounds like a Walt and Pete thing. Are we supposed to do something?
Yeah, there was some discussion, and I was gone for several weeks there, and we just haven't got together, and I think our schedules just didn't mesh, but at the previous meeting, there was some discussion about possibility of merit pay, and we also had the cost of living discussion, and so I think it's a follow-up to that, and so we should probably get together as a committee. I'll have some time over the next couple of weeks. I've gone for about a month or 3 weeks anyway.
Yeah,
but if your schedule's open, we can get together with Jason and have that discussion. Jason, do you have any ideas when that would work?
Yeah, I'm free except the week of the 11th. Otherwise, I'm around.
Do you want to send us an invite?
Sure.
Do I nail that? For me, morning meetings before work, I can go as early as 7, but would prefer 7:30.
Okay.
So you said the week of the 11th?
June 11th, yes.
Yeah. So I'm both. That's any of those.
I'm around most of the month. Board discussion. Public comment. Okay. Next board meeting and work session.
I guess going back, I'm sorry, Pete, going back to trustee activities, do we need to have, you want to set up anything formal on the committee to look at policy, or are we just going to wait till we do our global?
Well, if Nick's got something pressing about the recording stuff, why don't you just work on it with Chuck, and then we can decide if it needs to be mashed into to a more formal policy session. My thinking is that the work that we're going to do is pretty open-ended and divergent. So let's let them work on a separate track if something needs adjusting right away. Because I don't think much of the bylaws need to be changed. We could just do one red line through it and get it done. Is what I'm saying. Okay, when's the next meeting supposed to be?
19th.
How's the 19th look for everybody?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Let's see. You're gone the 11th. That kind of shoots my idea of meeting before that. How about the week of the 25th for a work session? How does that look for people?
Yeah.
Good.
Should we pick Tuesday the 26th, just to keep the meetings on Tuesday?
So the board meeting on the 19th,
yep.
Vision.
BOD 619, and then just a vision and goals workshop on the 26th, 7 o'clock. Does that sound good? And will you notice both those meetings?
Yes.
And again, just a little note in there that this is, no decisions will be made at this work session. It is designed for the board to advance their knowledge and understanding. The public is welcome, but should have no expectation of making comments. Okay.
26th is the work session.
26th is the work session, 7 o'clock here. And the 19th is a board meeting. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.